Sunday afternoon live with Buzz Kemper. That's an annoyingly long name, Buzz. Tune in, 98.7, and catch the buzz.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of Sunday Afternoon Live with Buzz Kemper. I am Buzz Kemper of Audio for the Arts Recording Studios, and as you know, dear listener, I like to present stuff that was either recorded locally, maybe by a local artist, maybe by a visiting artist, but stuff that happened around here, and I break that rule sometimes. It's not a rule, it's a guideline. And guidelines were made to be broken. In this case, we're going to be listening to some music presented by Blue Stem Jazz. And I have presented Blue Stem programs here in the past, and I have really enjoyed working with them in various ways. And I've explained a little bit about what Blue Stem Jazz is, but I've never spoken on record with the two, I don't know what to call them, presidents, gurus, poobahs, the two guys who came up with it and who basically are Blue Stem Jazz, them being Thomas Ferrella and Dave Stone. And in this case, we're going to be presenting a concert that they had presented at Audio for the Arts Recording Studio right here by an organization called The Bridge, and this particular group is called Cancel Rescue Mission, and there's a great story behind that too. But before we get to the music, I want to tell you a little bit about what Blue Stem Jazz actually is. So here is a brief conversation I had with Thomas Ferrella and Dave Stone of Blue Stem Jazz.
Cool. So what are we doing here?
So,
let's start off from the beginning, Buzz.
Yeah.
What is this all about?
This is all about Blue Stem. So, I've had Blue Stem concerts on before, but I've never talked to you guys.
Let's start off with 7 years, 400 plus shows, 1,400, who knows, musicians. We got our first article in Madison Magazine.
I saw that. And our studio
are people waking up, or?
I think so, yes.
I don't think so. Thing is kind of dangerous, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, now that you're in Madison Magazine, I'm surprised you're now.
We're even here.
So I'm surprised
we're
you even
here.
Came here. Yeah, because now you're like, hey, we're famous. Buzz. Yeah. Buzz who?
Well, we're honored to be here, Buzz.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, so let me tell people who you guys are. It's Dave Stone and Thomas Ferrella, and you guys are
Blue Stem Jazz.
I mean,
we're supposed to say that at
yeah.
the same time.
Can we do that again? 1, 2, 3.
Blue Stem Jazz.
So we have been one of your venues. We have also presented you on the radio before, but the music, that is, but never you guys personally. So I want to start out with talk a little bit about this group that we're having on this program, which they are called Cancel Rescue Mission, but it's part of The Bridge. So can one of you tell me what is The Bridge and how does this work? Thomas.
All right. The Bridge is an amazing program. I got to tell you, I absolutely love it conceptually. It started off by a gentleman named Alexander Pierpont out of France, who ended up writing his PhD thesis on the avant-garde out of Chicago, mainly the AACM. So from that, he took the whole idea and concept and started creating bands in France with Chicago musicians and vice versa, and then transplanting them either way across the Atlantic and hosting them, doing multiple shows, getting them in recording studios, and then doing some educational things.
So are the bands a combination of Chicago and French musicians?
Correct.
Or are some one and some are the other?
No, it's a...
That's why it's a bridge.
Exactly.
Brilliant, Buzz. You're getting it.
I went to college, man.
if you look at...
But it's cool. It's a great concept,
yeah.
Culturally, bringing two countries together based on music. And, of course, everybody's that follows this are fans and share the love and bridging community, blah, blah. The whole concept is just beautiful.
Cool. And if you look at the history of the people that have played in the Bridge, it's the who's who of jazz in the world.
Okay.
Just an amazing group of people.
Yeah, terrific. Well, yeah, it is a great program. We've had some of them here, and I was particularly thrilled with this one because Corey Wilkes was part of it, and Corey played on a Roscoe Mitchell record that we recorded here, and so I've known him for years, and it's really fun to see him. It's fun to hear him play.
It's exact, like Dave said, it's the who's who of avant-garde jazz, mainly coming out of Chicago.
Okay, cool. Well, so now let's talk about Bluesstem, and my impression is two guys who said, nobody's bringing artists in that we want to hear. Let's just do it ourselves. Damn it.
You missed an adjective.
Okay.
Two immature guys.
Okay, fair enough.
Of a trying not to grow up.
Of a certain age.
Okay, all right. Cool. Yeah, I know. You're both 25. I know.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. But the history and, like, how did you guys get to know each other, and then how did this happen?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Thomas and I met through the sport of golf.
Oh, wow.
I've heard of it. 30 years ago,
yeah.
25, 30 years ago, and then we found that we both really like music, and long story short, we started traveling a fair bit to go hear music, went to Iowa City Jazz Festival many, many years in a row.
It was honestly serendipitous that I had a very circuitous connection with Roscoe Mitchell, and he happened to say yes to a question I posed him, and this was 2016.
Okay.
So we hosted, that was the first show we hosted. Wow. And it was Roscoe Mitchell, Junius Paul, and Vincent Davis.
Wow, they've been in
so
many times.
Having no fear, I contacted Ken Vandermark because I had a soft connection with him also. And he said yes. So the second show was Ken Vandermark.
Nice.
So honestly, we had the two best saxophonists in the avant-garde jazz scene play back to back.
Yeah,
and from there it was just being kind of stupid enough to take this on and just continue to book people.
It's I know how when you get something started like this, it's a thing that you do out of passion and out of love because of you guys is the way you feel about the music and the musicians themselves. Now that you've done 700 concerts, does it still feel that way, or is it? Are you kind of getting to be like, "Oh my God, what have we done?"
Well, we've
definitely had moments like that.
Yeah,
we had
2 years in a row of over 80 shows per year.
Yeah,
and 80's too many.
Yeah,
I mean, there were a lot of weekends where we had two shows Friday, Saturday, back to back, weekend after weekend, and we made a conscious decision to try and come back from that a bit, and it's really, really difficult because how do you say yes to somebody and give them the date and then somebody else comes up a week later that you've wanted for a long time and they want the same date? So it's really difficult.
Yeah. You just described my professional life, which is, you know, I'll take a gig working for so-and-so from 4 in the afternoon till midnight. And then somebody else I really want to work with says, hey, could I book 8 a.m. to, you know, to 3 p.m.? And I'm like, yeah, I'll just work 16 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the curse of success.
Yeah.
But it is a lot. We're asking a lot of our patrons.
Yeah. Yeah.
To show up at shows.
Yeah.
Because we show up at all the shows.
Right.
And I think the Madison audience is not deep enough to sustain that. But more importantly, I'm getting burned out. I mean, I really want to cut back and just sort of book. We're gonna book what we love, and I don't really know how to filter it, because we've made connections from around the world, and the brilliance is deep.
Yeah,
and we still want to support that, but how do we do that and maintain our sanity?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, and obviously you failed at that.
We should have started with that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, yeah, but the pharmaceuticals are really good.
Right. I know, right? Big
well, maybe that was part of the problem.
Right. Yeah,
maybe that's how it started.
Well, one thing is still absolutely pure.
Yeah.
The music is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even the music where nobody shows up, the music is still fantastic.
Yeah.
And we feel guilty when nobody shows up.
Can we cut that last comment?
I mean, you know, that's how Dave feels. That's on. Well, you actually feel. Well, how do you feel?
No, the reality is that.
Yeah.
And we've asked a lot of our Madison audience if they can step up and appreciate what we're doing and show up.
I get frustrated when there's a form of music that I don't like, and I remember seeking out country music that I would like because I couldn't stand the fact that I didn't like any country music, and now I do. It's a tiny bit of it.
Yeah,
it's like 1%.
Yeah, same here.
But there's some that I like. So tell me about the model. Here's what I love about this. Well, first of all, let me just pat you guys on the back. You guys do make Madison a better place to live. I have enjoyed my life here more with these concerts going on because sometimes they're here, sometimes they're elsewhere, and I happily will pay the 15, 20 bucks.
And you've been a great patron, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And selfishly, so do we.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in it to hear the music.
Right.
We love that other people dig what we're bringing, but really we're kind of being selfish.
Yeah. Which is that kind of selfishness is fine.
So,
go ahead.
In a nutshell, to answer your question of how this thing works is...
Yeah, I want to know about the pay structure because this is what really... Every musician needs to hear this.
There are not enough patrons that buy tickets to make it sustainable.
Right.
For the band to get paid a reasonable amount of money and for the venue to make enough money to survive.
Right.
So we fill the gap with donations from our constituents so that the band gets paid a reasonable amount of money and the venue, they know before the band shows up that they're going to make enough money where they can pull this off.
Yeah. 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 And that, to me, that's really one of the very beautiful things about this whole thing is that you guys are not in the, hey, just do it for the exposure camp. You know, like you guys realize that musicians and people like me who own a recording studio along with Audrey, we all have bills to pay. And so, you know, you're not asking people to just do stuff for free. And
you're not an air fern. I mean,
we never take a penny. All the money goes to the venue and the bands.
Yeah.
And, you know, 9 times out of 10, we're writing checks at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Out of our pool of donations to make the whole thing work. It's pretty rare that the whole thing works.
That's my conversation with Thomas Ferrella and Dave Stone of Bluestem Jazz. Well, most of it anyway. I just wanted to give you a little sense of what they're all about. And now let's get to the music. There is an organization called The Bridge. We spoke about it a little bit during the interview. And they presented a group called Cancel Rescue Mission, which there's a funny story behind it, but it's kind of too long to tell. Basically, Corey Wilkes was trapped in a vehicle, I guess, that he couldn't unlock from the inside and he needed to be let out. And he called for help and then somebody let him out. And then he just texted his other friends, Cancel Rescue Mission, which I think is kind of cute. But this group is Corey Wilkes on trumpet and electronics, Quentin Biardot on tenor sax and synths, Justin Dillard, keyboards and vocals, and Etienne Zemniak on drums. This is The Bridge presenting Cancel Rescue Mission, thanks to Bluestem Jazz.